This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, let's unpack this. If you're a business owner or maybe a marketing professional or really just anyone trying to genuinely grow an online presence, you've probably felt this frustration. You know, you're getting website traffic, maybe even quite a lot of it, but those visitors, they just aren't converting into leads or actual sales. It feels a bit like throwing this huge party, but well, no one's actually buying a ticket. So today we're diving into the crucial difference between simply attracting any website traffic and attracting the traffic that is truly ready to buy. This distinction, it turns out, is the real challenge and maybe the real gold mine in digital marketing. Our guide for this deep dive is a really excellent piece by Janice Ramos. It's titled Commercial Intent Keyword Optimization, How to Capture Ready-to-Buy Customers and Boost Sales. And our mission today for you is to give you a shortcut, basically clear understanding of how you can capture those high-value leads and ultimately boost your sales. You know, moving far beyond what some people call vanity metrics, like simple paid views.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here is that the core insights are deceptively simple but incredibly powerful. It's this. Not all keywords are created equal. Really understanding what commercial intent means is absolutely essential for, well, predictable revenue growth, particularly for businesses that really rely on consistent, qualified leads. It's about shifting your focus from, you know, casting this super wide net to using more of a precision targeting system.
Okay, so let's cut to the chase then. What exactly is commercial intent keyword optimization? And why does it matter so much now in today's, let's face it, crowded digital landscape?
Uh-huh.
Because for many of us, just getting any traffic feels like a win, right? So why is this different?
Yeah, that's a great point. At its heart, commercial intent keyword optimization is about strategically focusing your efforts. It's about drawing in visitors who are, as the source puts it, ready to buy. Mm-hmm. Think of it like this. You've got informational keywords. These are phrases someone might type into Google when they're just starting to learn. Things like, what is SEO? You know, search engine optimization, how you get found organically on Google.
Right. The basics.
Exactly. Or maybe how to run Google Ads, the pay-per-click, the PPC advertising platform. Now, these are great for driving general traffic, maybe building some brand awareness, but they don't always bring visitors who are actually poised to make a purchase. They're just kind of browsing the showroom, so to speak. Then, in stark contrast, you have commercial intent keywords. These are phrases like best B2B SEO agency or buy marketing automation software. These attract prospects who are actively researching products or services. They have a clear intention to convert, probably soon.
Okay, so the intent is much stronger.
Much stronger. If informational keywords are someone saying, tell me about cars, commercial intent keywords are someone walking into a dealership saying, look, I need a family SUV by next Tuesday. They're much further along in their decision-making process.
Wow.
And you absolutely want to be the first person they see. For B2B companies especially, which really depend on steady, qualified leads, not just casual website visitors. Well, this approach is essential for predictable revenue growth. It ensures your business shows up precisely when that high-value audience is ready to, you know, pull the trigger.
That distinction makes so much sense when you put it like that. So maybe you're listening. You're grinding away, pouring money into ads, seeing thousands of visitors, but your sales numbers are just flatlining. Does that sound familiar? Because here's where it gets really interesting for you, the listener. How do you actually know if your business needs to shift focus to this kind of strategy? What are those undeniable signs that it's time to pivot?
Exactly. It's that really frustrating moment, isn't it? When you realize your website is like this bustling highway, but nobody's actually pulling off to buy anything. Janice Ramos, in her article, highlights several key symptoms that indicate it's probably time to refocus your SEO strategy on commercial intent. One major red flag she identifies is if you have high website traffic, sure, but your lead quality or your conversions are surprisingly low.
So lots of lookers, not many buyers.
Precisely. You're getting eyes, but not the right kind of engagement. Another symptom is if you're spending heavily on Google Ads, for example, without seeing enough return on that investment, you're essentially throwing money at ads that aren't bringing in actual paying customers.
Ouch.
An inconsistent lead pipeline, you know, the kind that causes sales unpredictability, that's also a major indicator you're not capturing enough ready-to-buy interest. And finally, if you're really having difficulty ranking for those crucial buyer intent keywords that your competitors seem to just dominate, well, then commercial intent keyword optimization is likely your answer. Leveraging this strategy lets you align your content, your SEO, your PPC campaigns, all of it, to capture those ready-to-buy customers. And that results in far more meaningful business outcomes rather than just, you know, vanity metrics like simple page views.
Makes sense.
It's really about making your marketing work harder and definitely smarter.
Okay, so we've diagnosed the problem. We see the symptoms. Now, what does this all mean for actually putting it into practice? How does one actually implement this powerful strategy? It sounds like there's a practical roadmap here, moving from the theory to tangible steps.
Absolutely. The source provides a clear step-by-step guide. It's quite practical. First, you need to identify high-intent keywords. This means using those powerful research tools like SEMrush, Ahrefs, or even the Google Keyword Planner. These are platforms designed to help you uncover what people are actually searching for online. You're looking for phrases that contain specific words, signals like best, top, buy, service, maybe location modifiers like near me, or even audience qualifiers like for B2B.
So those words suggest they're closer to buying.
Exactly. These terms are strong signals that a user is further along in their buyer journey and has a clear, defined need. Second, you need to evaluate keyword competition and search volume. It's a balancing act. You want keywords that have enough people searching for them, but are also, well, achievable for you to actually rank for. And what's fascinating here, and maybe a bit counterintuitive, is that targeting long-tail commercial keywords might often deliver better results and faster rankings, too.
Long-tail, you mean the really specific phrases?
Yeah, precisely. They're typically less competitive. Think of it like this. If the keyword shoes is a super crowded six-lane highway,
right,
then something like size 10 blue running shoes for pronation is a quieter side street that leads directly to your ideal customer. It's less overall traffic, sure, but the people on that street, they're actively looking for exactly what you offer.
Gotcha. Much more targeted.
Third, it's crucial to optimize your core pages for these commercial intent searches. This really means focusing on your key pages, your service pages, your product descriptions, maybe dedicated landing pages you've built. You need to incorporate these intent-driven keywords naturally, you know, into your headers, your meta descriptions, the body content itself. It's about ensuring that when a ready-to-buy customer lands on your page, the content immediately resonates, speaks directly to their specific need and their intent.
So the page matches the search query's intent.
Fourth step, align your paid and organic strategies. This is really important. It's about taking an integrated approach. You use the same commercial intent keywords in both your Google Ads campaigns, your PPC efforts, and in your SEO content.
Hitting them from both angles.
Exactly. This maximizes your visibility. It provides multiple touch points for those potential buyers, making your presence feel almost ubiquitous for those high intent searches. It's like having, you know, billboards and helpful guides at every single turn of that specific side street we talked about. And finally, the fifth step, which is critical, track and refine based on performance data. The key here is to measure the quality of the leads these keywords generate. Don't just look at basic metrics like click-through rates or impressions. That's not enough.
Right, I need to go deeper than just clicks.
Absolutely. You should be using data from your CRM, your customer relationship management system, and Google Analytics to see which keywords are actually driving conversions, not just clicks.
This closes the loop, really. It allows you to continually learn and improve your strategy based on real results. That makes perfect sense. Continuous improvement based on what actually works.
Yeah.
Okay, like a truly comprehensive five-step approach. It covers everything from the initial research right through to measuring the actual results. So let's talk about the payoff. What's the real business impact when you get this right? What can a business realistically expect to see on their, you know, their bottom line?
Well, when commercial intent keyword optimization is executed well, the impact is usually quite significant and very tangible. First off, you can expect to decrease your customer acquisition costs, your CAC.
Yeah.
That directly impacts profitability.
Always good.
Definitely. You'll also likely see a measurable increase in your lead-to-sale conversion rates. More of your website visitors actually become paying customers. This whole strategy just improves your overall marketing ROI because you're shifting that focus from sheer quantity to real quality. It's about making every single marketing dollar work harder for you. And furthermore, you'll very likely start to outperform competitors, especially those who are still stuck targeting those broad, low-converting keywords. If we connect this to the bigger picture, particularly for, say, B2B service businesses,
yeah,
this means more scheduled consultations, more RFP requests, you know, requests for proposal, or maybe more demo calls. And crucially, these are coming from prospects who are genuinely serious about making a purchase rather than just casual browsers kicking tires.
Right, serious inquiries.
Exactly. That's it's about attracting people who are ready to take that next critical step. And that ultimately leads to more predictable revenue growth.
It really does sound like a potential game changer. you know, transforming marketing efforts from just attracting eyeballs to actually driving sales. And it's all by focusing on intent. It makes so much sense when you actually think about it that way.
And, you know, this raises an important question, maybe something for you, the listener, to consider. How might applying this commercial intent lens, this focus on conversion-ready actions rather than just broad engagement, how might that transform other areas of your business, even beyond keywords? Perhaps think about your sales process or maybe your product development or even how you structure your customer service. Could that same focus apply there?
That's a great final thought, something to really mull over and potentially apply more broadly. Well, we hope this deep dive into commercial intent keyword optimization has given you some powerful insights and maybe a clear roadmap you can start using right away. Thanks so much for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.